Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Ilona Europa, Accent on LA Talk Radio every Monday. 5 years already. Oh boy, but you know what? I don't remember Monday that I had a birthday. Because you know what? I know my dear friends are here with me. But it's very exciting how this could happen. Then Monday and 4th December is also the day when I was born. Mama, thank you for that. And I hope people will be enjoying today's show also and will celebrate with me. This is really, really the happiest day of my life, I think. And hopefully next year will be also so nice and I will be having so many listeners. Thank you for listening. Thank you for downloading and thank you for enjoying my guest. And today, obviously, because of this special day, I was asking my guest, come on this day. And yeah, and she's back and we know her. We know her already, two of my guests we know already. But today we will be continuing very important segment. Segment, oh my gosh, about buying, selling, how to really invest. This is the craziest word that comes out of my mouth. How to invest? I have no idea. Not like I have a lot of money to invest, but I'm sure we'll find out that any money can be invest into something. I'm investing in my radio show, and I think this is good, doing well. But these people are so smart. We will hear from them, and they will teach us what to do to invest smart and buy some maybe house, maybe sell. And also, I cannot believe, you can like pair. Friends can buy with you. You can find mentor who will help you to invest your money. You know what? I will learn. I will learn with everybody just right now how to do it. And let's maybe start introduction. We all know Anna Sadowska already. Hi, Anya.
Hi, good evening. Happy birthday. I want to sing, but I'm not a good singer.
You don't need to sing. Thank you so much for happy birthday. Anya, you have our segment. We are teaching people something about realty and about how to buy and sell and invest. And we'll be talking soon about mortgage problems, but next month. And you were here 2 weeks ago, and because of Christmas and because of all of the situation and because of guests that you brought to the studio, I was so happy to have you next week, which means this week again. Could you introduce to us your friend, your mentor, and really your business partner?
Yes,
could you introduce him to us? Because obviously I need to say that Ilona Europa has a Polish accent. Anya Sadowska, you don't really have too much of accent. I don't know how did you do that, but you have a little Polish accent still, yes?
I think so.
She said, think so, that she has one. And your friend, he has also accent. Then how? And then another friend of mine has an accent. Okay, just introduction.
Okay, I have my really, really good friend and fascinating, mind-blowing investor in real estate and master of all, Ari Seton. Hi, Ari.
Hello.
Hi.
Happy birthday to you.
Thank you so much, Ari. Wow. Okay. Ari, you are originally from?
Israel.
How long you are in LA?
For the past 35 years.
And I was saying, are you like done with LA or you stuck with LA or you
There's
love
nothing
LA?
Nothing like LA.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Yes, you're right. It's cold outside. What's going on with LA? 2 days, 3 days ago, I was like, why is it so hot? And I was like, why is it so cold? We are never happy.
we still have 75 degrees every day. So
crazy. Okay, but maybe before we start a real conversation, I will introduce to us my friend of 18 years, Sheila Fein. And she was here for 2 weeks ago, I think. And Sheila, you were talking about your book, yes? Could you tell us the name of the book?
Well, first, we're going to have to say happy birthday again.
I love you. Sheila came yesterday to my place with some of my friends. Everybody was from another country. We had Japanese people. We had Mexican people. We had, of course, you, who speaks with accent a little bit of
New York.
Long Island. And you are a mixture of great countries, too, from Poland, Hungarian, and from Israel. And
Russia.
And Russia. You are just, we are so wonderfully mixed. Perfect human beings that we are smiling, seeing each other's faces, because love is in the air. And I will talk about this more, because seems like everybody loves everybody here, and I love that. Okay, Sheila, first update, because people had a chance to meet you. We know each other for 18 years. You have 4 beautiful children. I had on a few days ago, Friday, I was a part of the wedding. One of your twins got married.
We consider her the youngest. two minutes younger, so Caitlin and Amanda. And yeah.
For the first time, I could recognize who is who because of the white dress. I was sure that Amanda, not Caitlin, got married. And we had a great time with my daughter, Natasha. Thank you for including me. They are all artists, and all of your daughters are very, very special. But you are an artist. You are a painter?
Yes.
Explain us very fast. Who is Sheila?
Okay, I'm a painter, an illustrator, a writer, and I'm also into photography. So I just like all creative venues, and I just try to live each day with, you know, what can I do? What can I do for the artist inside me each day and live without the critic on my shoulder? So I just let myself go.
Wonderful. And outside of being an amazing mother, like I say, it's not like she's a hobbyist. She has galleries opening with your paintings. Some of your paintings were on TV shows already. Yeah, could you tell us a little bit about that?
Very exciting. So I was in a show with the Cornell Wine Gallery, which is on Mulholland at the very, very edge of L.A. by Paramount Ranch. And some of my work was selected from that gallery, and then they put it on Superstore, which was awesome, with America Ferrara, one of my favorite actresses, and for all her political beliefs as well. So I was very excited to have my work on that. So the painting, Eye on Pears, and it's one of a series that I've worked on with work I call Fantasy Pop. And the book you were talking about before.
Yes.
Okay. Which is just
that's
really
a big success, because what I love that the writer is not American, from America. Yes, she's from Belgium.
Brussels.
She's from Brussels, and you know,
Myra Calvani.
Wonderful. Hi, we say to hi and to her, and the book is just magical. Your painting, your illustration is so just cute, and I know the children will go crazy to have this book in their hands. Where we can buy this book? What is the title?
The title is Mama Graciela's Secret, and it's you can purchase it at Barnes & Noble and also on Amazon. And right now I'm working to see if I can do a reading in the children's department in Westlake with the Barnes & Noble there. So I've read at my grandson's school in his DK class, and so I put on a show with the book. And that was so much fun that I want to do it again.
Again, congratulations.
Thank you.
Is really big for you. And I know that also you are right now included in some special website for book illustrators.
Yeah, that would be the Society for Children's Book Writers and Illustrators. So, and because I'm with the publishing company, McLaren and Cochrane. So, not great on my, McLaren and Cochrane Publishing. So, very excited. And you can find that now because I decided to put up the information on my blog. So, it's just...
How can we find this? Can you give us the name of your blog?
Yeah, just easy, SheilaFein.com. So, SheilaFein. And you could just look it up there. So we've already had 3 reviews on the book. So we're very excited. Thank you, Myra. And this way the reviews are up there, ways to buy it. You just go on my blog, sheilafine.com. And
of course, everybody goes to Accent on a Facebook because I am promoting all of my guests there with all links. And of course, LA Talk Radio 2 hours from now will be having this show ready for downloads and listening anytime where we want. And we are on iTunes also. Then, you know, we are hot. Anyway, Sheila, I'm so proud of you. And wedding was amazing. You are an amazing friend of mine. I just admire you because you can prove us you can have it all. And I would also want to mention, because we have these smart people here, you know, very talking about investment.
I can't wait
reality.
To hear it.
And then not like you don't know about these things, because your husband also works in this business. Where he's working?
He's at Cyproth. And that's downtown LA.
And your husband is a lawyer?
A real estate attorney.
And he is mostly putting together the bigger deals?
Yeah, big acquisitions and properties and negotiating between the parties.
Wonderful. And you are married for almost 30 years.
More than that. Oh, my
more
God.
More than that. Yeah. Congratulations. Life is beautiful. I love you. Thank you
working
so much.
Working hard.
And any update, I will be trying to book your daughter, Amanda, for the show because she's a comedian and soon we'll be having very important gentleman who runs this business in LA with really big comedian stars. And maybe we'll put something together and friends can work, you know, together.
So much fun.
So much fun. That's how hopefully life goes. When we like each other, things happen fast. Okay, coming back to something that I'm scared about, talking about business. I know nothing about business. I'm so creative. But you know what? God, thank you. We have people who can explain us what we can do with money if we have a lot, or what we can do with money when we don't have so much. Yes? Who wants to teach us how to invest? Who will start? Anya, explain one more time. How did you meet your friend? And you call him mentor.
Mentor.
Okay, that's a big word. You explain us everything.
Well, Ari has been my client, actually. We met when I was a loan officer at Wells Fargo Bank about 16 years ago. I had just moved here from Chicago, and he came in to get a loan. Unfortunately, he didn't get the loan, but he got the loan officer. So we became really good friends and dating at the time.
This is amazing. Again, I'm saying people make business with people who they like. You know, happened that you both liked each other a lot. For how long?
17 years.
You were
friends for 17
years. Friends for 17 years. Yeah. You know each other. Okay, and then one day, as you said, you didn't get a loan?
I did not get a loan, but I did find Anya very, very interesting.
Okay.
And I advised her, instead of sitting down in a bank and making very small money, go get a license for real estate.
Okay. Why you had the right to advise her this way? Did you already work in real estate?
At that time, I started to invest in real estate, and I needed a person to do my transaction.
Oh, that's great. Okay, then you needed somebody like assisting you
in buying real estate, selling real estate.
Why did you think that you'd be good?
Sometimes you don't want to be a real estate agent or real estate broker. You want to use a broker and this agent instead of being yourself an agent.
Yeah, doing everything.
Yes, because that's include a lot of paperwork. A lot of work.
You have better things to do. I understand that, yes.
There's better things to do, to go look for properties and have an agent to do the rest of the leg of the work for them to make commission.
Wonderful. Then, do you remember your first deal that was like really hot, the good that you thought, I think I'm making in this business of realty?
I do remember back in the days, we found a property in L.A. and it was, I didn't know if it was a good price or not a good price, but I took a bet on it and I said, Anya, why don't you put an offer for me so I can purchase it and maybe we can make money. You can make the commission and maybe if I'll buy it and sell it afterwards, you can sell it for me again.
Wow, then double commission.
So that's what she did. We bought the property. She made the commission. I remodeled the house. I resell it through her again, so she made another commission, and she doubled down on this. So that's how we continue to say, okay, why don't we look for some more deals? And lately, that's what we are doing. We're buying and selling.
How many years you both are working and investing together? Because now you're
Since then. Investing together. We started investing together in 2012.
Gosh.
About 5 years.
Yeah.
Then I don't even know who is the, if this is Anya. Obviously, she's our expert when it comes to buying and selling housing. She's teaching our listeners and myself too, that is not really scared. If you make decision, you know, you need to find the right agent, right person that you like, that you understand that they can take your hand and, you know, just walk through all of this complicated. It's very complicated. I don't know how many houses I had in LA. I lost more than I had because I'm renting right now, and I had a few houses before that I owned but didn't work out well for me and my ex-husband. Then something is magical about buying and selling or rebuying or reinvesting. This is like business that you think you need to be very, very smart to do this. You must be smart. It's not everybody can be part of this business. Then if I can describe your friend, what do you think is... why he's so successful?
As I introduced him earlier, as a master of all trades, yes. It's usually a master of one or jack of all trades, but this particular one here next to me happens to be really good at most of what he does. And when you have a relationship with someone for so many years, you get to learn. You get to learn a lot about a client just by one transaction. So imagine how much you can learn about a person when you're doing a transaction after transaction. Yeah. You get to
know the character,
correct?
Ethics,
yeah. Uh-huh.
Humor. Some people could be grouchy, not nice to work with. You are right.
Humor is important. It's really important to take everything with just a degree down. You know, take one degree down. Make it a little cooler. Make it fun. As I said before on the show. At the end of the day, yes, it's important. It's our life. It's our money, but it's just money. As long as you have your health and you have your friends and you're doing well, taking care of, thinking of others, good things come back to you. And going back to the story how we met, yes. I wanted to mention that you asked why he didn't get the loan, and
yes.
He didn't answer it. He didn't qualify for the loan, and what happened is... there's always something good that turns out from any bad situation. So what happened is that's how I got in to investing. I just remembered this right now, back in 2001, because what happened is he offered me to get in on the deal because I could qualify.
Very interesting.
And that's how it started. You know, I bought my first house back then in 2001. And we ended up...
I would call this risky, but you had a good nose.
Oh,
or intuition or gut.
I knew nothing. So he mentored me.
Wonderful.
I basically used her as my broker.
Yes.
And as my credit.
Yes.
So the deal was, with you buy this with me together.
Yes.
We will sell the house together. You'll make money on the commission and some of my profit.
Is this something that you, because some people make agreements by shaking hands. Or is this something that was written in
a handshake?
I love it.
Look in the eyes.
Guy, this is so important. I know, you know, contracts are really to be torn apart anyway, and that people go to courts and stuff like that. But really, with some people, you go through life, and you just say the word, and the word means word. And promise means promise. And... 17 years later, I cannot believe you both are working together, and you smile, you like each other, and you are Polish, of course, Anna. I know that your wife is also Polish.
Yes, Polish.
I am Polish, and like you mentioned, everything stays in the family. In the family.
Exactly.
That's so lovely. What did you do before being a realtor or buying
I was in properties? I was in the jewelry business for so many years, and from the jewelry business I went to the apparel business.
Okay.
Which I was specialized in women bathing suits.
Interesting.
Started with the brand Ed Hardy, then True Religion, and
I love True Religion.
Lately I'm doing something really, really, really big.
Okay.
can which is Bajli Mishka coming up in swimwear, and it's coming up beginning of next year.
Thank you for telling me this. Obviously, I checked your Facebook page, and I saw these gorgeous ladies in the bathing suit. I'm like,
Exactly.
Wow, now all have a sense.
Yeah, I was in New York in September for a New York fashion show.
Yes.
And one of Bajli Mishka asked me to design two bathing suits. And apparently Vogue magazine was there. And then the first thing was that my picture was, my bathing suit picture was on Vogue magazine the next day in the morning.
Congratulations.
Including the New York Times.
But you said design, which means you must like a woman, because guys know how to make women beautiful. I think they see us as an object of beauty, okay? And sometimes I really, really think the men supposed to always design clothes for the woman because they know what is beautiful.
I always bought my girlfriend and my wife until today clothing, you know.
Really?
Stuff that she likes, stuff that I like then.
Yes, you did, and it fit.
Oh, look at you. Congratulations. That's what you mentioned, Anya, that so many different businesses.
I wanted to talk today about some good investment in real estate.
Yes.
For all the listeners. Everything is in Los Angeles area, it's very expensive.
Yeah.
Relatively, it's very expensive. And there are some areas in California where you can invest money and actually make a lot of money. And one of the area that recently, the past few years, I've been investing is in the desert. It's only 1.5 hours away from here.
Towards Palm
and Palm it's called Desert Hot Springs.
Hot Springs.
It's Palm Springs. It's Desert Hot Springs. Desert Hot Springs 3 years ago got an initiative from the state of California to grow cannabis in the city. Mm. Actually in the city. Many corporations moved in already 3 years ago and bought all the lands over there.
For this reason?
For this reason. Currently, they are developing all those properties, and the problem is there's not enough housing. What happened is the past 2 years, the housing doubled by 200%. If you purchase something 2 years ago for $100,000, it's worth $300,000 today. And if you're still going to buy today, it's going to double next year.
Very, very interesting. People,
call us. We'll find them for you.
When we say call us, can you give us the number or can you give us a link? And who we can call and who has the money to invest $300,000 hoping in 2-3 years that it will double?
I can give you an example.
Where we can call? No, I'm serious.
You call no one other but me, Anna Sadowska, 323-899-1351, or go to my website, chrisannarealestate.com.
Wonderful. And of course, the link is on Facebook also. And everybody who wants to hear this show again, in 2 hours, will be ready for download forever on LA Talk Radio archive page under Accent On. This is a very, very scary and interesting because you needed to feel 2, 3, 4 years ago that things like that will happen.
Yes. Well, a smart investor normally look at the environment around him.
Okay.
If you see a lot of large corporation walk in and just buy land and the land start to double and triple and quadruple, you think, what's going to happen to all this land? Well, all this land are going to be developed,
yes,
actually.
And then bring people
and
in.
And then people are going to come in and they need living space.
It's like Vegas, yes?
It's a little like small Vegas,
mm-hmm,
without gambling.
Yes, and great weather.
In beautiful weather.
Wow.
So buying today, to give you an example, if you go and look for a property today in Los Angeles area and you try to buy a duplex, which is 3 bedroom on each side, you're probably going to find it for like almost $1.8 million or $2 million, where today and until today you can find the same property even nicer and built in 2004, 2005. For $250,000.
In the desert, that is.
In the desert, obviously. With an income of like almost $2,500, which is almost 12 to 15% on your money.
Wow.
which does not exist anywhere except Desert Hot Springs. Yeah.
Interesting. No, I know everybody needs a luck. I know the luck is really in your hands and in your head because you felt it a few years ago that this is the place to be and you're doing great. But outside of that, you do many different things also. I want to jump a little from investment part because everybody likes good shoes. Can we say something about that too?
Yes.
Okay.
35 years ago, when I came to the United States, I walk into a store and I look at the store and I said, what is that sandal? Birkenstock, where is it from? Birkenstock, I never knew what it is. So I walk into this lady and I said, lady, what is that? She said, it's from Germany. And she said, how much do you buy this and how much do you sell it for? And she said, I buy for 50, sell for 100 or something like that. And I said, would you mind selling me your store? She said, why do you want to buy a store that you don't understand? I said, I'll learn.
Wow.
And that's how I started Birkenstock in Los Angeles. We started with one store and two stores and three stores. And now we own Birkenstock West Hollywood and Birkenstock Sherman Oaks. And we have this on Amazon and website. And it's a great product.
Sheila?
I'm just listening. I think
we need to have a lunch in your home and your husband need to join us because I smell some great business partnership in the future.
I think so too. And trust me, we need attorneys.
Yes. And this could be, and we had no idea.
Desert Hot Springs.
Yeah, and you know what I'm saying? Okay, lunch. And then you will teach us how to paint because some of her paintings are bigger than this wall in the studio. How she can climb, she's like 4 feet something. This girl is just amazing. But again, if I can say, I smell the business, okay? Oh, no, okay, investment business. Would be great to put all of us together and see what we can do, okay?
Can I say something about artists and business?
Oh, my gosh. You are hitting my heart in a warmer place.
I have to tell you.
Yes, please.
Outside of my wonderful Ari, I have also been mentored by a professional company and had a professional coach, which I paid a lot of money per month. And one of the things he always said is that we are artists, realtors and loan officers. We are artists. So
you're playing on emotions for sure of client.
Yes.
I don't know what he was teaching you, but I can teach you that too as an artist. Tell me what he said.
He said he explained the difference between a entrepreneur and an artist. And I always thought we were entrepreneurs, but we are actually artists. So you can be like me and Ari overnight.
Well, it's about imagining.
No.
Is this about persistence? Is it about vision? Is it about, because a talent of talking to people or talent to talk to yourself, really, and imagine, like you mentioned, what you want to achieve in life and not being afraid of. This is like dream of every artist. And being successful, in the end, that's a dream
of creating. It's creating, whether you're creating art or you're putting...
Then why everybody, hopefully most of us who listen, are afraid of investing? How we can teach people that you can really find person that you trust... trust is a scary word in the world right now. But we trust some people. We like some people and get into business together and just look for the places, call Anya, of course, and just find a place that maybe they call this thing, call putting money together and just, you know.
Well, a little bit of it is luck, who you're going to meet at a certain point in your life. And the more you get interested, the more you start to see what makes sense. And there's a little formula for it. So... for me, I happened to be in the desert 5 years ago, and I was working for one of my clients, and the home I was selling was like $125,000, and the renters were paying $1,500, and I did the math in my head really quick, and you don't have to be a professional. You don't have to be have a master degree in physics or mathematics to figure out that $125,000 you get $1,500 rent. That's good. That's not a lot of money for the rent that you get. And prior to that, I was interested in some properties in Los Angeles, and the odds were a lot different. It was more like you pay $750,000 and you make $2,500. So it's just about the percentage. Mm. You calculate your what's called the cap rate. And I realized that it's something that's affordable and I can start small. And then you grow and then you hopefully get a partner like I did. And then you outgrow your own business, so then you can sell your portfolio, as I think we plan on doing one day, and then move into here, Los Angeles, Beverly Hills, West Hollywood, to areas here where you can maybe own one or two buildings rather than 10 out yeah. there, and have a little bit less to manage with the same income.
Yes, manage, you're saying this, yeah, that's headache. And of course, having
time. Yeah, it takes time.
You really don't need a lot of money to start with.
Okay, just talk to us about that.
Today.
What is the least money that you think is okay to start investing?
I think with 3% down payment or 3.5% down payment, you can qualify for a loan.
Wow.
There's a government loan that exists that's called FHA loan for first time home buyer.
Okay, make us this clear for all blonde people like me, because I think I understand, but that's like 3.5%.
3.5%
okay,
down
if somebody payment. Has 300,000, let's do it, 300,000, because we like this number, from Palm Springs or Spring?
Desert Hot Springs.
Yes.
300,000. What? Then how much money you need to have to invest into something?
You go probably drive can buy this property for $15,000.
That's amazing.
Including all the closing costs.
People, it's end of the year. Everybody's getting some money under the tree, and we have hidden money under the pillows or something. And we, please, that's great idea. 50, but it still scares me. $15,000, okay?
$15,000.
Everybody has, I think, in LA, $15,000 somewhere hidden from husbands or wives or something. Really? And what do you do next? What not being joking. We have $15,000.
$15,000, you purchase a duplex.
Okay.
Which worth $200,000, for example.
Okay.
$200,000 will bring you $2,300 a month. Income.
Okay.
The loan probably would be the most $1,000.
Oh.
The most $1,000.
You're still keeping.
And so you're keeping still $1,000 after taxes and everything.
Oh my gosh, I can understand.
So $15,000 can actually bring you $1,000 net every single month.
Wow.
And that's relatively. If you put more money, you make more money.
But then the yearly you need to pay taxes. You need to.
That's after taxes.
After taxes.
That's
plus
after taxes.
Plus you grow your equity.
Plus
don't
you grow your equity.
Say, yeah.
To give you an example, a property that I purchased. Just a year ago for $95,000.
Okay. That's
tiny. And it was a duplex. A $95,000 duplex that's producing $1,800 a month. Right now worth $180,000. So you're not only doubling on the equity, you're actually making money from rent every single month.
That's crazy. You know, I know people are afraid of realtors. World, because we all had a house and we all lost that house. 2010, we had big house, we lost everything in this crazy, you know, problematic part moment in America. And I think people are hurt by memory of losing money that they invested already in properties. But and you think we rebuilt this trust already?
It is. It's already saturated over here. This is already going. And people are keep buying and buying and buying. And where are you going to go buying a $200,000 duplex? It's never going to come down again.
Yes, it's true.
Never ever going to come down again. It's just going to go up. And the rent is covering your mortgage, your profit, your taxes, your insurance. Everything is included. You make money every single month.
Interesting.
Very good investment.
Very good investment, even for young people, because the youth right now, the 30 years or 25, 7 years, they have some money, you know, and this is like the best way probably to be sure that they can double and triple the income and they have some monthly income also.
I want to tell the listener that in the next 5 years, the city of Desert Hot Spring, it's going to be a very huge city. Right now, there's probably 50,000 people lives in the city, and in 5 years, it's going to be like 300,000 and 400,000.
No, you're
How
right.
How far from LA?
It's an hour and a half from Los Angeles. So if you drive from here, where we're right here in the valley, and we try to go to the city, it's going to take us 45 minutes. For one way from here to Desert Hot Spring, it's only 1.5 hours. It's really fast. And it's not that far. It's still California. It's not Northern California. It is Southern California.
Everything in California is an hour and a
half. Hour and a half away.
It's always an hour and a half.
Santa Monica
Santa
is hour
Monica,
and a half.
Yes. Hour and a half.
Yeah. You are telling us a really nice, both of us, like giving us a hope that really you can have a little and you really can invest and just maybe next year could be brighter for all of us. And because most of us think you need to have millions, you know, to make more money. Ari, that's really exciting.
Well, you really don't need a lot of millions to start to make money.
You can also have, I know Ari likes syndicated funds, so you can have somebody that has the money and you have the information, okay, or you have the brains, which I know he likes to do. So, for example, like in the desert, we already know what's going on there. We already have properties that we know are coming up for sale. We call them pocket listings. And let's say we run out of money ourselves and we can't buy anymore at the moment. We can bring in somebody on the deal that has the money and we...
An investor.
Investor.
Correct. And we become partners with them. So that's another way. You know, if you have the knowledge and you have the information...
Yeah, we have friends, and some friends are willing maybe to...
Come up with the money.
Come up
There's
with money.
There's a lot of interested
it
parties with money in
sure.
Los Angeles.
But I still would say it's very good to call to Anya. Anya, can you give us your phone number?
Absolutely, I agree with you because everybody's different.
Yes.
And I think I have enough information to answer anybody's question on how to start investing. From how do I qualify to is it a good idea to is it the right time of the year? Is it a right time in general? So please call me any time of the day or night, 24/7, 323-899-1351.
Wonderful.
I love my clients before they are my clients.
And that's why you are here. Accent On is a very unusual show, I think. And people understand that I do not bring guests who just pitching their business too often, very, very seldom. Because I know that when people come here and they talk about business, they can really, really be not so... They can be boring first. They maybe are not so interesting for everybody. But I think what Anna and Ari is doing here right now, you both are talking to everybody in LA, everybody in the world, everybody around us who have some amount of money and can make their lives a little bit better.
Thank
sometimes you.
You
only need a home for yourself, but sometimes you can, like you say, invest. You can still rent small little apartment somewhere, and maybe better is to invest in house and rent it out and just as income every month, a steady income, which is so important, for especially for young people. And why Anna is also here, because of her style, you know. She's very calm. She's just very, very nice and pleasant. And now when we met Ari, I understand why you said he needs to come to the studio and just talk about his ways of making business. I don't know what's going on here, but they already are signing contracts here between Sheila and Ari. What's going on? We need to get Sheila. What are you doing, Sheila?
Well, I guess I was going to bring up the fact that you probably would have investors and then you'd manage it.
Yes, there's a way to manage it yourself, and there's a way to
use us. She's talking about using us as a management company. We don't really do that. That's one thing that we don't do.
That was a question people might want to ask you.
We use several management companies in the desert area, which are really close over there, since it's hour and a half away from here. They don't charge a lot of money. They charge $60 per unit, which is almost no money.
Of course.
And takes away the headache from you for collecting the rent and paying the bills and bringing you the check end of the month.
And dealing with clients, you know, with renters, yes?
Because easy, sometimes, yes, yeah, exactly.
You need to have somebody next door instead of far
they
away.
May always make sure that you get a best renter with good credit. So you make sure that you get your money every single month. And it's helpful.
Yes. One thing we don't do, Sheila, is we don't manage properties. It is a real estate-oriented business and or company that can do that, but it's a completely different whole ball game that is a specialty for a management or property management company. So Crisana Real Estate does not manage properties, not from lack of knowledge, just lack of time.
Right, because you're finding all the investments and helping people to buy them and turn them over.
Of course, we are talking about so many good and optimistic situations, but there must be some times that something didn't work out well. And we, of course, I hope in the end everything will be perfect. But can you give me a situation that was so tough? Did you ever have selling and buying or investing in some property that was really almost impossible to see the good result in the end for whatever reason?
Well, in every business, there's ups and downs. For example, on a crash in 2009, I lost $10 million.
Oh, my God.
Money that I never had before.
Yeah.
I invested in Arizona, and I had like 167 units, buildings and managers and everything crashed. But it's never too late. I always say it's never too late. You crash, you come back again. Since those days, you find places like that and minimum down payment, where else can you go? It's the best investment. So there's good and bad in every business.
$10 million. I lost my house in Westlake, a big one, and I, you know, it drove me crazy. I don't know if I meant, said this, but there was Westlake on a golf course, and obviously that was too expensive house for us young people anyway. But I saw this sign, for sale, for sale, for sale. It was growing like the mushrooms on every street in this beautiful part of Westlake Village in LA. And I was coming to my ex-husband, and I'm like, we need to sell it. We need to sell it. He's like, oh, you're never happy. You know, why we need to sell it? I'm like, on every corner, people are getting rid of their houses. That was 2009. And then we brought our realtor to our house, and we were trying to talk to him. What's going on? What's going on? And he said, no, America never had a problem with that. This will never happen. I don't feel blame even my ex-husband, because he was busy making money and I was complaining always that something bad is happening. Instinct. I knew, because I was walking dog, walking child to school, and I saw people were panicking. You know what I'm saying? We had this beautiful house and we couldn't afford more and more, I was thinking, and I thought something's coming. And then, but the realtor came to home and he calmed us down in the most, this one who sold us this house, he said, no, we don't worry, everything is fine, never happened in America, you know, never, you know, when, you know, World War One or something. And then happened, and we lost it all, you know, we lost it. For us, I'm not talking $10 million, but it was a lot of money, and we never really could, like, get up fast, you know, from this from the situation. Then thank you so much for right now. I think we'll give people a little bit of breather and just being happy that December is here. We are ending our year. Hopefully everybody will be dancing. Sooner or later, I'm hoping we'll be doing some nice charitable work also with our guests, because we are all very, very, in a way, connected with art and musicians and in a way money, then we would love to give and to some good causes. But for right now, let's listen to Ilona Europa, Eternal Kiss. Let's dance a little bit. We'll be right back. last moment song played, and we were talking. I wish everybody was here in the studio, because really we have, like, Sheila is talking with Ari. I was talking with Anya. Anya, you had some unusual maybe situation with some very unusual investor.
I did. I wanted to mention, I was talking to you on the break about this slightly a person that, what do you call it? He's mentally challenged. He was born, just blanking out.
Autism?
Autism, some kind of autism. And on top of it, he got his body burned at the age of 6.
Oh my.
So he's not only a little slow, he looks interesting, but very nice, very sweet man. He's worked for one company for 35 years, and he's an investor. He's slightly dyslexic, but he came to me and he said he had the 3.5% down payment, as Ari Aww. Mentioned before, and he wanted to buy a property, and I made it happen for him. And despite the fact of who he is and how he's a W-2 employee, doesn't make a lot of money, he was able to have this idea and he had a vision. And now we're 3 years later and he's ready to buy another one, and he makes income, and he understands what he needs to do and what he needs to save and how to deal with tenants. I taught him, and here he is. His name is John. You know, he's a regular guy. He's not young. He just started, and we're going to find him another property here anytime soon in January, and he's moving forward.
Wow, you're really making this looking so easy, and I believe what you are saying. Then we can invest. We can get your help, both of your help, with little money or more money or even vision, and become an artist. Mm-hmm. You know, part of the artistry of selling and buying and refinancing and mortgaging, all of these things, the words I never like to really repeat out loud, thinking I'll never understand that. But I really am getting to understand your lingo, your language, both of your language. And if we can make people to not be afraid of believing that they can make money and invest with both of you, of course, that would be great, because you can take clients' hands and really show them what is right or wrong for them, for their dream, and make this just so smooth and so peaceful and so easy. You are here for 20-something years, Anya? How many years is your
28
business?
28 years.
28 years. And your company name is?
Krisana Luxury Real Estate. I opened it 3 years ago as my own company, but I have been in the business ever since I can remember.
And 17 21. Years you both are working with Ari, yes?
Yes, okay. 17 years.
Ari likes to flip properties too. We didn't talk about that.
Yes.
That's another way
yeah,
of
we
investing.
We have three
is to
more
buy
minutes
and sell.
Before we need to finish the show. And Ari, I know that you... That we were talking with Anya, that she likes to keep for longer and just make the profit in the end. But you like?
I like to flip properties. Property mm-hmm. that I bought last year for $100,000. Today it's worth $200,000. So the best thing is to take the money, flip it, and buy something even bigger.
Yeah.
And that's an opportunity. And please don't be afraid to do that.
Wonderful.
Anya is always here. Please give her a call, 323-899-1351. And I'm sure she can find you the best deal you can find on the market.
So sweet. So thank you. Thank you so much. We all are one family here, and doesn't happen too often, because I feel like I know you, all of you, so well right now. Sheila, again, if somebody wants to purchase your book, and just where they can find you?
You can find me, Sheila Fine. FEIN.com. You can go, the book's is Mama Graciela's Secret. And you can find it on Amazon or Barnes & Noble.
Wonderful. And today is 4th December, and I know that Anya, your mama, her
yes,
mommy's name is...
Yes, happy name day, mama. I almost
Barbara.
Forgot. Thank
I
you.
I don't.
Yeah, we have this in Europe, a Barbara's Day.
Yes, it's my second name, too. Yeah, I'm Ilona Barbara. Then I love my birthday day, name day, then we'll say hi to your mom and hi to everybody whose name is Barbara and who was born on the 4th of December, sharing this birthday with me. I love you people for listening. Hopefully we are making the subject very nice and easy to listen to. And our guest, Anya Sadowska, again, makes this so smooth.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, dear Ilona.
Happy birthday to you.
Thank you so much. And I got beautiful roses. I love you. I love everybody. Life is beautiful. And have a safe drive to home. And please listen to us. And next Monday, like always, if I can only push the right button to finish my show, I will love it. Till next Monday, Ilona Europa. Accent on LA Talk Radio, Channel 1, from 6 till 7. Pacific time, of course.
You're listening to Accent On with Ilona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.